Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is huge for businesses. This is huge for our move to try to go back to some sort of normalcy or normal life with COVID, as the CDC has now updated their isolation rules for everybody. In fact, we had spoken last week of how they lowered isolation rules post-COVID to 7 days for healthcare workers. I don't know if that's also getting changed. I think it is getting changed, so the rules change every day by the minute. It's been kind of a busy couple years. But people are kind of confused on what they're supposed to do, whether it's isolation or quarantine. So I'm going to let you know, real quickly, remember the definitions of isolation versus quarantine. Isolation is I'm sick with COVID. So if you are COVID positive, okay, you are in the isolation category. Quarantine is I've been exposed, but I'm questioning whether I have COVID or not, because you might not turn positive or get symptoms. So isolation is I'm sick with it. Quarantine is questioning if I get it. Does that make sense? Okay, because the rules are a little different. So for those of you that are isolating, meaning you have tested positive, and whether you're vaccinated or not, now it's just, remember, if you're vaccinated, you get a gold star. If you're not, now, whether you're vaccinated or not, everybody does the same isolation because you tested positive. And I think they're realizing that just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're not going to spread it or get it. So if you're positive and you're isolating, you stay home for 5 days. 5 days, not 10. If you have no symptoms, or your symptoms are better after 5 days, you could actually leave your house. You need to still wear a mask around others for another 5 more days. Now, I live in a place where there's mask mandates. There's a bunch of other places with mask mandates. But if you live in a place without a mask mandate, the CDC is still recommending for the full 10 days you still wear a mask. Now, they aren't saying what kind of mask. Please, just not a half-assed, poorly filtering mask. Try to do a nice fresh one. If you have an N95 respirator, that'd be fantastic. If, however, you have a fever, because many of you guys with COVID will have a fever for a week or two, no, you stay home with that fever. Okay? But if you're feeling fine, going, what was that? 5 days. That's isolating, meaning I'm sick with COVID. Quarantining. Now, quarantine is if you've been exposed and you're questioning if you have it. So if you've been exposed to somebody, all right, whether you have been boosted, whether you had the primary series or completed, if you're fully vaccinated, meaning vaccine plus booster, you don't have to, you don't have to stay home. You could still go to work. You could still wear a mask, test if you can. But they say here, wear a mask around others for 10 days. Test on day 5 if possible. If you get symptoms, then you isolate. Yeah, another way to think about it is isolation. I have symptoms of COVID. That's another way to do it, too. Okay, that's good. I like that one, too. Okay, I got to write all that down. So now, what if you are not boosted? Well, they say if you got your 2 Pfizer series and your Moderna series, but it's over 6 months, you're in the unvaccinated category. If you had Johnson & Johnson, but it's been over 2 months, or if you're unvaccinated, now you're in this category. If you have been exposed, you stay home for 5 days. Then, after that 5 days, you wear a mask. But then the CDC says, if you can't quarantine, wear a mask for 10 days, test on day 5 if possible. Of course, if you get symptoms, now you isolate because I have symptoms or I'm sick with COVID. So what's very interesting is that if they say you can't quarantine, you must wear a mask. So if you're unvaccinated, if you're unboosted, and like we predicted this, if you're unboosted, eventually you'll be considered in the unvaccinated category. It's up to you. Can you quarantine or not? You know, I just can't. I just can't. Then you're back at work. So what this is meaning is the CDC is, I think, starting to realize that we're going to have to treat COVID like cold or flu, something that we have been saying since the beginning. Now, maybe they're being devil's advocate saying, but look, Omicron's milder. True, we're still having hospitalizations. People can still die of Omicron. But we have been saying from the beginning that it is going to be impossible to have people on every 2-week quarantine or every 10-day isolation, especially since some people have fevers, or people who are asymptomatic are spreading it. How are we going to get people back to work? And so the CDC looks like is finally moving towards that and saying, okay, you can go back to work. We want you to quarantine, but if you can't quarantine, wear a mask. So we're starting to live with coronavirus like we lived with coronavirus colds, or we live with flu. If you have a fever, if you're sick, you still stay home. So what this means is I think the CDC and the government and public officials might be learning their lesson. Now, you would think with logic they'll learn their lesson and they'll never do this again, where they ruin the whole economy and they have all these rules that don't make a lot of sense, that contradict each other. But I am hoping that because it took them 2 years to kind of realize, look, I don't think we could contain this. And just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you're in the clear. Just because you're unvaccinated doesn't mean you're all evil. I think it took them 2 years to realize this, that they're like, okay, look, unvaccinated people are allowed to go back to work. Okay, vaccinated people can still spread it. Just like a cold, you know, you might be able to go back after 5 days. Now, mind you, severe COVID, severe symptoms, keep your butt home. Please, if you have a fever, keep your butt home. But listen, if your kid had an ear infection, they were supposed to stay home. If your kid had pink eye, I mean, you know, school nurses would send your kid home if they were actively sick. So I think we kind of figured this out years ago before COVID. It's just there was a huge setback with the government, and now they're finally catching up. So hopefully with new waves, they're not going to go back to, okay, just everybody shut down. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as you guys know, I have a huge furry family, a lot of cats, kitty cats, dog. Since the other dog, you know, kind of aged and went to the farm, and we just lost our 16-year-old kitty cat Spider this week. It was a bad day. Thank you guys for those of you that follow me on Facebook. I appreciate your. It's been rough. But as you know, I need some cheering up, and one way I cheer up is just loving my animals and loving my little kitty cats and doggies and all that. So joining us with some ideas on what we could do for our furry friends and our animals is Katarina Davidovich from PETA. Katarina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on, and I'm sorry to hear about Spider. That's really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, they're...
They're
cats,
crazy.
My cats are my babies, so
they
I
are.
Fully relate to that. Yeah.
They are. They are. And, you know, the other animals said goodbye, and it was really peaceful, and she was, you know, in fact, she died in my husband's arms right before they were taking her to euthanize her. She had renal failure, and we believe she also had cancer, and there was a whole bunch of things going on, but it happened quickly, and so she didn't suffer. But, you know, I just felt like I don't do enough for my pets. I don't do enough for animals in general, and I just love them, and they do so much for us. So I know you have some great ideas, so talk to us about that.
Absolutely. PETA wants to remind people to include being kind and compassionate to animals in their New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. One easy way to do that is by leaving meat, eggs, and dairy off of our plate. We can get everything we need from a healthy, balanced vegan diet. No one needs to eat anything that came from an animal. So New Year's is the perfect time to make the easy switch. And PETA's got so many resources on the website. If you visit PETA.org, you can get a free vegan starter kit and tips for making the transition.
And, you know, I talk to people about that because obviously a very heavy meat diet, heavy dairy diet, you know, doesn't seem to be the healthiest. And we want more vegetable, more plant-based. And, you know, I have been talking to my listeners about trying to start swapping at least some meals for a salad or for an eggplant dish or something like that. I know, you know, with New Year's resolutions, people are like, okay, well, I'm going to go all vegan. I'm going to go all vegetarian. They make it one day, you know, doesn't have to be like that. You could transition, you know, and I like how you brought that up. You know, Katarina, you know a lot about animals with your experience. And I think a lot of people think that their animals like to be dressed up in dresses. They like to be sung to, you know, driven around in a car. What are things animals really like? Because I think my cats just want to be left alone. What can you give us?
Well, certainly every species and every individual animal is going to have their own preferences on toys that they like or things that they enjoy doing. I can't speak for all cats when I talk about what my cats like, but there are some general rules that we can all make sure we're following if we are responsible for caring for an animal. So with dogs, for example, you can commit to taking your dog out for a long, leisurely walk every single day. Make sure that they're getting that enrichment, and you get to burn some calories too in the process for anyone who's trying to lose weight in the new year. Mm-hmm. If you have cats, I strongly recommend anyone who has cats or is interested in cats to get PETA founder Ingrid Newkirk's new book, 250 Vital Things Your Cat Wants You to Know.
Yes.
It's chock full of great tips for cat care, even for a veteran cat guardian like myself. I've always had cats. One of her tips was to always bring back a little gift for your cats when you leave the house because they don't like when you leave. And despite, you know, the fact that they aren't typically as aggressively social as dogs, they still want to be loved and cared for. So one way you can do that is by bringing a little treat. It doesn't have to be a fancy catnip toy, although certainly I'm sure your cat would love that. But even just picking up a leaf on the ground that you found that the cat might want to bat around and crinkle up. Or one of the tips that she has in her book that I love is bringing home a stump to use as a scratching post. Yeah, and anyone who doesn't have companion animals at home can support their local open admission shelter by volunteering or donating supplies. Most shelters are in constant need of supplies, so donating some old blankets to use in the kennels or bags of dog food, for example, are always really helpful.
I think that's fantastic because, you know, Christmas time, you know, we do a lot of donations, we do a lot of, you know, charity work and giving, and then all of a sudden January comes and many of the shelters and many of the, you know, charities that got forgotten continue to kind of be forgotten. And I think there's a lot of things that it doesn't necessarily have to be money. Like you said, blankets, soft furry towels, robes, things like that these animals can cuddle up in. I think there's a lot we could do for them. And it's, you know, somebody even said when you're a pet owner, you actually are healthier because you're walking them. you have that love, you're being more active, and I really think there's a lot of selfish, I mean, I have animals, I don't want to admit it, but I think there are selfish reasons I don't realize. It's because I want to feel loved. My kids don't care if I come home, but man, my animals do, you know, so it's nice. So, Katarina, go ahead, yeah.
I would just, while we're on the note of making donations to shelters and other animal rescues and charities, one thing that is really great and kind of ties everything together is if you decide to go vegan for the new year and you're looking at the fur coats in your closet being like, what the heck do I do with these? I'm not going to wear fur anymore because animals who are abused and killed for fur suffer immensely. But donating that to sanctuaries or shelters is great because newborn orphan animals who don't have the comfort of living with their mom or their parent, I guess, they can use that fur coat to sleep in and to keep warm. So animals are really the only ones who should be wearing fur.
So, you know, there's also a lot of products that you know, there's a lot of things in our everyday life that we don't realize we're kind of at the expense of animals. What are some common things that we might not realize are kind of at the expense of our little furry friends?
I mean, basically everything has the potential to be harmful to animals. So it's tough, you know, and I understand that it might be overwhelming when people first go vegan, but PETA is here for you. We have so many resources on the website. If you're interested in switching to cruelty-free cosmetics and household products, which is a great way to reduce suffering, but you don't know which brands are cruelty-free, you can check out our Beauty Without Bunnies list, which is a list of thousands of companies that are committed to having zero animal testing anywhere in the production of their products. And we also mark which ones are vegan so you can make sure that none of the ingredients that are used are coming from animals. Because anytime animals are used in the supply chain of a company, you know, whether it's for their flesh or their fur or to be experimented on for animals, for cosmetics, the animal's welfare is going to be put in the back seat to profit. So there's really no way to experiment on animals or use them in any way that is totally humane, you know? So checking the label of everything you buy. As a vegan, I'm so used to, I go to the gas station, pick up a bag of chips, glance at the label, and you learn to look for certain words and phrases, and you can look for the PETA's Beauty Without Bunnies logo or like a Leaping Bunny logo. A lot of people are familiar with that. And we also have a PETA-approved vegan label for vegan clothing as well.
That's interesting. That's really, really cool. So how can people find out more information about PETA and all that you guys do?
Well, anyone who wants to do something great for animals and the environment and their own health in 2022 can get it started at PETA.org. Like I said, get your free vegan starter kit. Check out the list of restaurants, chain restaurants that have delicious vegan alternatives so you can make kinder decisions every time you sit down to eat or go to Target to buy a new shampoo. We have purchasing power. We have the power to show these companies that we don't want to support industries that are cruel to animals, and we can all find ways to be kind to animals in the new year.
Yeah, I tell you, it's hard having, you know, one less in my family, but I got to tell you, man, everybody else in my family got a lot of hugs and a lot more love. You really, sometimes you just have to remind yourself that they are, you know, they're here for us, and it's amazing all the stuff animals do for us. So, Katarina, thank you for joining us. You have a great new year, and I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Strong weather sweeping parts of the United States brought frigid temperatures to the Pacific Northwest, heavy snow to the mountains in Northern California and Nevada. In fact, 6 inches of snow was reported in Seattle, Washington on Monday. Warm weather will continue through the southeast. As the pandemic enters its third year, the National Governors Association met Monday. The White House is now asking states to step up and address the pandemic.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot. And it ultimately gets down to where the rubber meets the road, and that's where the patient is in need of help.
It should be noted, White House officials kicked the media out of the room before we could hear Biden take questions from governors on COVID-19. Monday Night Football last night, the Dolphins beat the Saints 20-3. USA Radio News. Lightning never strikes twice in the same place, but nobody wants to be struck by lightning.
Closed-circuit television footage in Jakarta, Indonesia, has captured a security guard who luckily survived a direct hit by lightning, according to local media. In the video, shared by an Indonesian media company and reported on social media, the man can be seen walking in the rain under an umbrella. Some 15 seconds after he enters the frame, a blast and sparks can be seen in the very place he walked, and the footage then shows him lying on the wet ground. He fails to get up and people run toward him. The man survived, having suffered burns to his hands, according to Detik News. It is believed the guard's walkie-talkie, which he had in his hands, attracted the lightning. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Lightning can heat the air it passes through to 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, that's 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, sorry about that. Man, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last year we talked a little bit about this, and we're going to talk about this now because I think the topic is it is very interesting where the conversation starts to turn. So early on in the pandemic, people were asking for help. They were asking for something that they could take so they weren't just sitting home dying of COVID. Because what happened is when COVID first hit, we didn't have medications. Apparently Tamiflu didn't work, the medication we use against flu, the neuraminidase inhibitor. And so people were told, well, you know, the CDC even on their website, I kept checking every day, you know, are they going to allow ivermectin? Are they going to recommend zinc? Are they going to recommend vitamin C? Are they going to recommend famotidine? Are they going to recommend aspirin? Are they going to recommend a Z-Pak, an antibiotic? Are they going to recommend steroids? And the CDC kept having, you know, no, right now we have nothing, you know, to recommend because the studies aren't there and there's not enough scientific evidence. Okay. They're not wrong, but I don't know if they were right. So meanwhile, patients were calling in. I mean, I had patients call even before we were told about the pandemic, which is why I think COVID was here well into last fall. And they're like, what could I do? I don't want to be a sitting duck. And when you work for a telemedicine company or when you work for a company, you have to follow the rules and you have to follow what the government wants. However, I, you know, could see that, you know, I don't want somebody to be a sitting duck. So I would say, look, we have a lot of data coming in every day. I can't make that decision and I can't prescribe. Like in my, in Nevada, you couldn't prescribe hydroxychloroquine. The governor had blocked it. So you could only write hydroxychloroquine for somebody who had the FDA approved indication for it, autoimmune disease. You couldn't do it for COVID. So when people were calling asking, I said, look, you need to talk to your medical provider. I might not be able to write for it, but that doesn't necessarily mean there might not be a therapeutic use. Now, it was very confusing and very chaotic. Somebody on telemedicine, I believe in New York, wrote hydroxychloroquine for somebody who asked it. And again, with telemedicine, you're not examining the patient in person. Person was given hydroxychloroquine, died of a heart attack. Now, could they have died of a heart attack anyway? Because COVID can put you at risk for a heart attack. Were they already at risk for a heart attack? Was it heart attack season? But after that, I noticed that many of the telemedicine companies were like, do not be prescribing hydroxychloroquine. Don't prescribe ivermectin. Don't be prescribing Z-Packs. Don't be prescribing steroids. Follow the CDC. The thing is we lost over 800,000 people. And all the attention went to vaccines. Now, I think a lot of attention should have gone to vaccines, but maybe not all of it. Could a sliver of that attention have gone to some of the ivermectin studies, some of the hydroxychloroquine studies, some of the therapeutics? And it wasn't until last week that molnupiravir from Merck, with a 30% efficacy, and Pfizer's drug, which is, I think, about 90% effective at keeping, you know, you from the hospital or death from COVID, only then it finally came out. So 2 years in. Well, that I think is a huge miss. And I've been saying this from the beginning. It was all about the vaccines. It was all about the mandates. And where was the attention on the N95 respirators, the proper masks? Where was the attention on some therapeutics? We needed it as well. Well, nobody listens to me. You know, but Rand Paul is taking on Dr. Fauci. Now, I don't know if I would go so far as to say this, but Rand Paul now, Kentucky senator, is saying that Fauci is responsible for the thousands of COVID deaths. Like I said, I don't know if I would go that far, because there was a bias towards vaccines. So he said that Dr. Anthony Fauci, it should be blamed for thousands of COVID deaths because he said the White House chief medical advisor pushed vaccines while ignoring therapeutics. He said Fauci had a bias towards vaccines that dates back to the AIDS crisis. He said, I would venture to say thousands of people die in our country every month now because Fauci's de-emphasized the idea that there are therapeutics. This was on Liberty Report on Monday. He said thousands have died because Fauci did not take into account natural immunity in prioritizing vaccinations. He said, because he's made this mistake of de-emphasizing natural immunity, I think thousands of people have lost their lives. For instance, I've already had it. I should be at the end of the line. So he's also saying that if somebody had COVID, why are they taking a vaccine from somebody in South Africa or Kenya or Sudan or Jordan who could get the vaccine that's not? So it's, you know, there's going to be the blame game, but where I still hold my opinion is when you have somebody who gets diagnosed with COVID and the monoclonal antibodies were supposed to be
in as ubiquitous supply as the vaccines, and it's not. You can get a vaccine now everywhere, which is nice, but where's the monoclonal antibodies? So, you know, Colin Powell, may he rest in peace. I believe he got monoclonal antibodies, I'm not sure, but he was vaccinated. When he got COVID, he still needed something else. There was not enough attention put on the therapeutics. And I credit the therapeutics to saving Donald Trump's life. I mean, President Trump was not the most healthy specimen of a man. And for him to, at his age, be able to overcome COVID that well, again, I credit Regeneron because he got Regeneron. I think he also got some steroids because that's what they do. They give they'll give Regeneron, the monoclonal antibodies, they'll give antivirals, they'll give steroids. So if somebody says, look, my father could have benefited from ivermectin, and you guys kept saying no, you know, you almost wonder if maybe we'll never hear about ivermectin or ever use it, or fluvoxamine, and now there's a study, you know, with Benadryl, because that could open the government up to huge liability. And that, to me, scares me. Not that the government will get sued, but what scares me is that we might have a lot of things in our tool chest and our toolbox or our medicine case or however, medicine bag that we could use. I'm sorry if I'm messing up the analogy. That we could use for COVID in the future, but because everybody's going to want to now backpedal or cover their butts, they might not approve it. Now, I don't know how many more studies I need to see and the government needs to see to go, look, let somebody who wants to use it, use it. But we're not there yet. Why? Liability. It's all liability. And so what I would say is don't start lawyering up to sue the government. What I would say is let's maybe ask for a legal pause. Say, look, nobody's going to sue nobody, but can you let people who want to use some of these therapeutics so they don't have to try to find veterinary medicine to use them on their own volition? They can't sue anybody, just like you can't sue anybody with the vaccine, which is why they really can't mandate it. You know, you can't, you know. So if somebody wants to use fluvoxamine, whatever, they've read the studies, let them do it. Don't sue the doctor that gives it to them. Don't sue the government. Don't sue the researchers that came up with the studies. It's up to that patient if they want to do that. But it was never about therapeutics. It was always about vaccine. And again, I credit the vaccine rollout. I'm glad we have the vaccine, but we were 2 years behind. And Fauci might not, or Rand Paul might not be 1,000% incorrect in saying that a lot of those deaths could have maybe been saved if somebody listened to the doctors. I understand Dr. Fauci is a doctor, but he was a doctor very limited and encroached by his political position. And it's frustrating because any of us that talked about ivermectin were branded loonies. We were branded right wing whatever. And there was a lot of liberal doctors saying, look, what do we do? This is a great study. I mean, this looks valid. And so we can't get those 800,000 people back. And there's a chance that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine might not have saved them. But if there is that chance and the government still says, no, you can't go there, you know, somebody might be liable. 1-877-DOCVALLEY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-288-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently there was a shooter that shot and killed 4 people and injured 3 in a shooting spree last night and ended up with a gunfight with police. Suspect was killed. And this was in Denver, Colorado. A very, quote, violent series of events that happened across multiple locations. It began in Denver, ended in nearby Lakewood, Colorado, which is very close to, I believe, where the, you know, the truck accident where the young truck driver was sentenced to 110 years in jail for killing four people and injuring multiple others. I believe that was near Lakewood, Colorado as well. But this was a shooting in multiple locations. There was bullet holes. I mean, just you could just see damage in multiple businesses, and it was just a horrific scene. Five people died, including the suspect. Three people were injured, including a police officer. And police had said, according to USA Today, it was unclear if a Lakewood agent was the one that fatally shot the suspect. But the shooting began. It was a shooting spree at 5 p.m. in Denver. At the first location, the suspect fatally shot two women and injured a man. Then at a second shooting location, the suspect fatally shot a man. There was gunfire at a third location. No one was injured. Then officers identified a car associated with the suspect, exchanged gunfire with them at a fourth location. And then the suspect disabled the police vehicle, fled to a nearby suburb, a suburb of Lakewood, Colorado. And then Lakewood police received a call of shots fired at a business just before 6 p.m. Victim was pronounced dead. And Lakewood agents identified the suspect's car, but the suspect started shooting at the agents and left on foot. He then threatened other businesses with a firearm before entering a Hyatt hotel and shooting the clerk. The clerk was taken to the hospital. The suspect left, shot a Lakewood police agent in the process. The suspect died in Lakewood. And authorities have now publicly identified the suspect. They are searching for a motive. Looks like he was just random. I mean, maybe the first initial people he shot might not have been random, but just walking into a hotel and shooting the clerk. And we got some real sick individuals on this planet. According to, I believe this is police chief, the spokesperson for the police, he said, as far as this, he said, this is part of the investigation. We need to really dig in to find out what the motivation behind this was. We don't know who the injured officer was, but bystanders were stuck inside neighboring businesses, obviously on lockdown after the shootings. SWAT had been there. Apparently there was a Nordstrom Rack that SWAT had to enter, and it took a while for the buildings to be able to be cleared. So this Denver area shooting was the 13th mass shooting in Colorado this year. This year, according to Gun Violence Archive, it's a nonprofit that tracks gun violence using police statistics and media reports. The archive defines a mass shooting as four or more people shot, not including the shooter, at roughly the same general time and location. Now, for this year alone, there's been 700 mass shootings in the United States in 2021. I'm just appalled. You know, we're at a point now where these are not in areas that have, you know, full run of, you know, oh yeah, you know, you can walk around with whatever rifle you want. I mean, these are places that have strict gun laws, and people are violating laws to shoot, which is why I don't think gun laws are the answer per se. I think the answer is we need to be able to identify some, there are, I think, common threads and common profiles of people that plan to shoot. And I think sometimes they might not plan to mass shoot, but they want to gun down a person, and then they're like, why not? And it's just tragic, because we have every right as Americans to be able to defend ourselves, to be able to carry if somebody is walking around with a gun and wanting to aim it at you and your family. You should have a right to shoot them and stop them. And you just wonder, and I'd like to see the statistics, if many of these shootings are happening in areas where you don't have people that can stop it themselves. I don't really hear about a lot of these in, you know, these small towns in, I don't know, Montana or North Dakota, or, you know, and I could be wrong. I haven't looked at the statistics, but I am very grateful, you know, for my concealed carry. I'm grateful that, you know, if anything happens, I could hopefully be able to, you know, mitigate it and stop a shooter. But it's, you know, I think this was in Oregon. I think there was a shooting in a mall years ago, and it was an off-duty police officer, the only person who probably could have been able to have a gun, because I think a lot of Oregon is no gun zones, and luckily an off-duty, or I think it was an off-duty military officer, was able to focus the shooter's attention on him. And once the shooter saw that somebody had a gun on him, the shooter then shot himself, and the shooting ended there. There was a shooting in California at a Burlington, near a Burlington coat factory, and sadly a teenager who was dressing and who was trying on quinceañeras, dresses for her quinceañera was shot randomly, and I believe by friendly fire. The Los Angeles Police Department released body camera footage and other evidence of a deadly shooting where officers fired on a suspect who allegedly attacked several people in a clothing store. Unfortunately, a 14-year-old girl was killed when a bullet pierced the wall of the dressing room. There's a 35-minute video. It shows the 911 calls, the security footage. This is a North Hollywood Burlington coat factory. Several angles from various police body cameras during the incident that happened on December 23rd. And the girl was identified as Valentina Oriana Peralta. She was inside the store with her mom trying on dresses. A police bullet had penetrated the wall and struck her. She was pronounced dead at the scene. And just horrific. Just, I'm not sure where we go from here. You know, being a physician and dealing with people with mental illness, and we might be able to pick it up in our doctor's office, but I'm not in the average grocery store. I'm not in the average home. And the one thing I'm learning is I think the average person has it in them to turn killer because they're animals. We've discussed this. You see all these domestic. I think there was a murder suicide yesterday. Somebody who had beat his wife to death, and then he killed himself. Murder suicides, domestic, are sadly extremely common, and those have been going up exponentially. And I think we sadly have it in our genes and in our instinctive nature to kill, because we're animals at our core. And people are killing each other. People want to fight. I mean, you see what happened with the riots and, people like the drama. People want to get into a fight. You know, is it because we have limited and, forced everybody to wear a tie and a bra and high heels and sit quietly and in school talk about your feelings and I'm not saying I want kids to beat each other up behind the bleachers. I don't want that. But we used to be able to express ourselves. We used to be able to, work it out, just work it out. And I know there was a scene in Yellowstone where they just had the two beat each other up and hopefully have it out. And I'm not saying that's a smart way of doing things, but it has been an effective way in the past of people getting just moving on, dealing with it, moving on. And we are so, and I'm not saying this is the reason why we're having shootings, but I think it is something that needs to be investigated. The reason why we are having so many of these violent acts, whether it's domestically or not, is we've really turned into, you can't say anything, you can't do anything, you can't, and they're pressure cookers. These are people who are pressure cookers that, who knows, maybe there's a safer outlet that these people need. Who knows? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.